I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, October 20th. Algol does something amazing. Every 2.9 days, the star fades to just one-third of its usual brightness. In centuries past, the stars were thought to be unchanging. A star that changed so blatantly was a bit scary, so it was given a name to match. Algol comes from an Arabic phrase that means head of the demon. But the star's odd behavior isn't scary at all. Algol fades as the result of eclipses. The system consists of three stars. Two of them form a tight binary. The members of the binary orbit each other once every 2.9 days. We see the system edge on, so the two stars eclipse each other. One star is much brighter than the other. When the fainter star crosses in front of it, the system fades dramatically. When the bright star covers up the faint one, though, the difference is tiny, much too subtle to see with the eye alone. Astronomers have cataloged hundreds of eclipsing binaries. And the eclipses are important. They reveal the relative sizes and masses of the two stars, details about their orbit, and more. So there's nothing to fear from these up-and-down star systems. Algol is low in the northeast at nightfall, in Perseus. It should be at its brightest tonight. The faint part of its cycle will happen during daylight for the next few cycles. It'll be visible during nighttime later in the month. Sometimes a star can change brightness all on its own, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.